We are doing Binyan HaBayit, and we are holding Parshat Mishpatim, which means we just read about the Ten Commandments, and we're about to read about the second set of Ten. We're about to read about how Moshe comes down with the two luchos, and there have been 40 days of trumpet blowing, a shofar blowing, and lightning, and a lot of fanfare. And the first luchos, ultimately we know, they were bashed. The Jews were serving the Egel, and Moshe couldn't bring them the first luchos, they were destroyed. Moshe goes up to heaven, he begs forgiveness. Finally Hashem agrees to forgive them. Salachti kedvarecha on Yom Kippur. So Moshe comes back with second set of luchos, and here the Torah doesn't tell us that there was great fanfare, that there was a tremendous welcome. Moshe comes down the mountain, goes to the tent, puts the second set of luchos where they're supposed to be, and life goes on. Rashi tells us, "En lecha yafe min hatzniut." There is nothing nicer than something that is concealed. En lecha yafe min hatzniut. There is nothing nicer. Even in issues that are completely spiritual, even in issues that are the marriage between God and the Jewish people, when the affection is shown overtly, when God makes tremendous fanfare and everyone sees, these are my chosen people and here's my ksuba, there's ayin hara. Chazal tell us, even in the relationship between us and Hashem, the first luchos that came down with tremendous fanfare, they didn't last. We live in a world, people like to call it Olam HaShekel, a world of lies. And that's why the world to come is called Olam HaEmet, the world of truth. We are constantly bombarded with advertisements that promote the misconception or the lie that affection or love is something that you'll see on the bus. If he loves her, then when they're on the bus, he'll put his arm around her. If he loves her, then when they go for a walk, they'll hold hands. The truth is that it's not that way at all. A person who externalizes his love, it's usually, almost always, I would say always, but I never have the courage to use such a word. It's almost always a reflection of the fact that there is not love inside. True love does not have to be shown outside. True love is there so deep and so true that to an extent it's an invasion of privacy. I think it's Yocheved Rigler that once wrote that when she finally gets to go out with her husband, so they sit down at the restaurant and they talk about nonsense. And people think, wait a second, you guys are married and you love one another and you write a column about the Jewish home, and how come when you finally have a few peaceful moments with your husband in a restaurant, you don't find yourself talking about things that are more intimate? And she said that she questioned herself about this, and she realized that it's sacrilegious. It's taking its chilul hakodesh. It's taking something that's so precious and talking about it in a place where other people might hear, talking about it in a restaurant. It's just it's something they cannot do. So when they're in a restaurant, they enjoy the time together, but their conversation is not about their love, because that's something that just is so deep and so true that you can't put it on the table where other people might hear. It is very difficult to sit here and say what I'm saying when I'm convinced that I'm speaking Greek to most of you. We live in a world where, I don't know, I ask myself, it's very hard to have clarity, because Chazal tell us the first thing that happens when a person sees something immodest is the person thinks, I wish I were there too. Chazal say, the first thing that happens, what happens when someone sees, he's on a bus and he sees a guy doing something immodest with his girlfriend, the first thing that happens is he thinks, I wish that was me. That's what Chazal say. Chazal discussed that there was an Amora that walked into the Maris HaMachpelah, and he walked in on Avram and Sarah, and he found Avram with his head on Sarah's lap. So the Gemara asks, how could they do that? How could they do that in someone else's presence? So the Gemara says that the only time it's a problem is when the people are alive. So then the person thinks, I wish it was me. But when they're dead, that's not the thought that goes through his mind. So then it's okay. So from that Gemara we see that that's what happens when a person sees it. So it's very easy to get confused between what we see and the desire we feel and what is true feelings. So in a classroom setting where we're not seeing it, it's a little bit easier. I wanted to begin with this because I've been getting a lot of emails lately with people who don't understand the concept of tzniut. Last week one guy said to me, explain to me why negia is aser. So I challenged him. I said, should incest be prohibited? So he said, yes. And adultery? Yes. So I said, okay, that makes sense to you? Yes. So I said, fine. You explain to me why incest and adultery should be prohibited, and I'll explain to you why negia should be prohibited. And I'm still waiting for an answer. I want to leave it as a question for you guys too. I've been getting a lot of emails, and I feel like a lot of concepts are confused. So I want to begin with this, because it's our parsha also. Think about it. If you have a beautiful diamond, do you leave it hanging in your window? Or do you keep it in a nice box, in a nice drawer? And sometimes you wear it. Things that are precious are concealed. I come from a Yekish family, and by the Yekis, it's very accepted that people shake hands. And a lot of Rabbanim are very against it. Meaning men and women shake hands. I'm sorry. So I came to family simcha, and a great aunt of mine came and she wanted to shake my hand. So I told her, I'm sorry, I can't do that. So she said, so you're holier than, she started quoting. So I said, wait. When we have a Sefer Torah, do we touch the Sefer Torah directly? We don't touch it directly. Sefer Torah, we have a wrapping, we keep it in Aron HaKodesh. Even when we have to move the klaf, when we have to move the parchment, we don't touch it directly, we touch it through a talis. We try to take it only with a talis. When we value something, we maintain a distance from it, we respect it. So I was taught that out of value and respect for a woman, we don't shake her hand directly. Direct contact with a woman is something that's saved between her and her husband. So out of respect for you, I'm refusing. Not anything else. So she smiled, she accepted it. Suddenly I wasn't holier then. But there's truth to it. It wasn't just the line. There's a lot to be discussed about the concept of tzniut. I want you guys to think about it.